Hi, this is Christopher Brazy. Thank you so much for picking up our Silver Platter marketing system. I am very excited to get underway and to help you create marketing systems that are just going to completely change how you do things and how you look at things. As you know, we do the we have the how to, the reason why, as well as the fill in the blank done for you. So module one, we're laying the foundation, and this first video is going to be about why. I am one of the few who will who will just look at the success of the advice of the person giving the advice and blindly leap and do what I'm told. But I always appreciate knowing why I'm doing those things. So I thought this first video we would go over the why, and that way you can have a better understanding, and that'll help you create better ads. And that's the whole thing. Is to get better ads and then automatic systems set up and different systems in place, all funneling and feeding prospects and clients into your business, which will just put you, you know, leaps and bounds way above anybody else. So this first system is an ad creation system, and it actually works as a foundation for everything to come, because everything that's going to come in the future, you can have the option of you know, changing things up a little bit or tweaking it naturally, and so this will not only act as a foundation for everything that's going to come in the future modules, but also allows you to immediately get an ROI. My goal is that you pay for the entire system in the first month, and you do so by simply taking the ads you're doing right now, that aren't working, putting them through the ad creation system here, and coming out with a new ad for what you're already doing. So this is something you can quickly and easily implement to get a better ROI, a better return on investment on what you're currently doing, and also set you up for everything coming in the future. And so I just love helping people out and getting them on the right track and helping them take their business to the next level. So I appreciate you being an action taker and allowing me to help out and to do this. So we have got a little about me. Just in case you don't know, I am a lifelong entrepreneur. With my own small businesses that has turned into a marketing maverick due to being in your shoes, to being sick of throwing away money on ineffective advertising. Oh my gosh, I couldn't stand it. way back when, you know, you run ads and you hope for new business and nothing. So I put on my marketing hat and dug in and learned everything I could and learned from the School of Hard Knocks and kept tweaking and perfecting. And I had the luxury of being able to do that since Jenya ran the day-to-day business. I could focus just on that. And what we've done is I have doubled and sometimes tripled my own business's numbers quickly using my business and my marketing systems here that I'm going to show you. So this is not theory. This is not, you know, I'm a professor and I'm going to show you what I think should work. These are things that work. I am right there with you in the ditches, you know, not only for my consulting side and my marketing sites, but for my actual, you know, brick and mortar store, my mom and pop, you know, doing the same thing as you. So it's exciting, but to start with, we are basically initially we're blind, and what I mean by that is we are business owners. We are not marketers. we got into our business because we love what we do. We have a passion for what we do. We enjoy what we do, and that's how it should be with your business. You know, if you're not passionate about what you're doing, you should really be doing something else. And unfortunately, a lot of us lose our passion, and it becomes a routine, and then we become a slave to our business because we don't know marketing, because we don't know how to get clients through the door, to get customers, to make our business successful and profitable. And therefore, what turned into a dream, what was a dream of owning our own business and doing what we're passionate about, instead turns into a nightmare that we're chained to this business that takes all our time and takes all our money and takes all our energy. And that isn't why we became entrepreneurs to begin with. So this is a problem that many small business owners experience. You're definitely not alone if that sounds similar to you. And so what we do is we try marketing and we make our first mistake of trusting the salesperson. And believe it or not, salespeople are not marketers either. they just know what the sales manager told them, and he's not a marketer either. I've even spoken to the production department, the production manager for television stations, and they really have no clue about commercials. I mean, technically they can put them together, but they have no idea what they should be because they aren't marketers. So you know, we as business owners who realize we need to market our business, we go to the salespeople or they come to us. And listening to them is the first mistake. So the second mistake is copying other business owners who are usually unsuccessful as well. And I call that the blind leading the blind. It's kind of very much a marketing incest where everyone is in the same industry looking at each other and copying what each other does. When I first opened my business over a decade ago, the spa. I couldn't believe every move I made. At least two or three other places in town would do the exact same thing. I'm like, guys, think up your own ideas. You know, differentiate yourself. You don't want to be the same as everyone else. You want to be different. You want to be unique. That's what a USP, a unique selling proposition. That's what USPs are all about. How are you unique? Why should a potential person come to you? But everybody would copy me. It would drive me nuts. I was part of this. I was the leader of the blind. they would follow me. So that's another mistake we do because we don't know what to do, and often all the small business owners, They just copy the big guys, which is another mistake that I'll talk about next. But so we end up committing random acts of marketing, and that's because we don't have any systems or any plan. So we grasp at straws. We believe this rep, you know, the newspaper rep comes by and says, gee, we should do this, and we try it and it doesn't work. And then the radio guy comes by and says, we should do this, so we try that and that doesn't work. And so we've got all these different random things going on that isn't producing the results that we want, or certainly not the results that we should have. And so we try it once or twice and then give up. And what does the rep say? The ad rep says, well, you've got to have your repetition. You got to get your name out there. You got to do it again and again and again. The more you do something, ideally, you should get a better response. You know, the more you're out there, the better response you should get. But if something doesn't work at all the first time, why would you ever repeat it? I mean, you wouldn't. And that's what people do. They try it once and it doesn't work, so they try something else. And none of this is necessarily because of the medium. I do obviously have preferences over the marketing medium that should be used, and I've found things that work better for me. But usually it's us. It's the ad And that's why this ad creation system is going to take care of that problem for you and allow you to put out ads in any medium, literally any medium at all. You can tweak and make it into a better ad. So, does any of this sound familiar? it should. It definitely was me and a lot of people I know, who started out and have not quite gotten a hand on marketing as well as they would like to. So now there's new rules, and that came with the new economy. And so this is where a lot of people are now looking at marketing because things have gotten so bad. And those new the rules are that we're overpopulated with businesses, and it's getting worse and worse. There's more and more people giving up on employment and trying their hand at their own small business. So we're overpopulated to begin with, and it's getting even more so. And then even in specific niches, in my niche, it's even, I mean, there are so many businesses in my industry out there that they really should have stopped. But it became a buzzword. Everybody thought there was a lot of money. People still think there's lots of money to be made. They don't do any research. They just jump in blind. And so, there's even more dilution. Then service and especially sales skills have pretty much ceased to exist. And I don't know why this is. I don't know if it's just today's generation or the times. Back in the 50s, you see those old movies of the gas station attendants who would run out. And three of them would run up to your car and check the tire pressure and wash your windows and fill the gas. And then it just turned into full service and then 100% self-service. And what has happened is the gasoline industry has turned itself into a commodity by engaging in price wars. It's strictly who's got the cheapest price. And when the only differential is price, you are a commodity. I mean, what's the way to tell you apart from somebody else? I mean, I would gladly pay an extra 10 cents a gallon, if I had somebody walk up and pump my gas for me or check my tires or clean my windows. That's all a service. But that's done and gone. It's very bad. And now because of it, customers have all of the power. And they know it. Well, not because of the poor service, but because of the economy. Because everything is so price war, so lowest price. So what's the discount? What's the coupon? What's the everything is turning into a commodity, and that is an extremely dangerous situation, especially if you're a business owner. But it's bad for the consumer too, because everybody loses. I mean, if there's a price war, one guy's going to go out of business. The lowest price guy is going to survive, except then he can't do any decent service because he's not making enough money, and so the consumers get a poor experience, which just makes it even worse. So you want to avoid that tactic. The tolerances for anything common are zero. I mean, when money is tight and they do spend it, and then something mediocre is supplied, that's not good. They will you'll have unhappy clients, ruin your reputation, high refunds. But you won't be able to afford any service because everyone is discounting pricing. So this, do you see a spiral effect here? I had to lower my price, which means I can't afford good service, which means I'm really kind of common. Honestly, if you really look at it, I'm offering kind of a mediocre service and now people are complaining about it. Well, yeah. And the people really shouldn't complain about it because, what do you want? You don't, quality doesn't come cheap. I mean, there's always someone willing to do a poorer job for less. but people still want, a good job. And that's the point. people want something good. They're willing to pay for something good. You just have to take yourself out of the economy and out of the commodity mindset and the price wars and do so. So, people aren't just going to try anybody out hoping to find that. They are cautious with their spending. So this is where your marketing comes into play. This is where you can differentiate yourself. This is where you can earn their business, and their business must be earned. So in the land of the blind, when everyone is trusting the salesperson and listening to the ad rep and looking at other small business owners who have no idea what they're doing, they're just copying the big guys. And the big guys, by the way, have no idea either. So in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And you, by taking this course and implementing these systems, not only can you be the one-eyed man, you can be the two-eyed man. You can have eagle eyes. You can have 20/20 vision. You will have such a serious advantage over not only the other business owner who has no idea what they're doing, but over the consumer, who is just begging to be led. They're like, somebody earn me my business. Someone provide service. Give me what I want. And the way your ads will be after you run them through the ad creation system will show that to them. It will make you stand out and it'll earn their business. So you can win against your competition and against the consumer. So it's again, thank you for being here. I love it when people take action and do things to improve their business. So the whole point of this is there's two. One, the lazy business owner who neglects marketing, waiting for better days, will fail to survive. Better days aren't coming. This is the new economy. And I say that because I remember 9/11 and I kept thinking, boy, I can't wait till 2002 because next year it'll be better. But guess what? Next year it was worse. And I said, well, maybe 2003, people have got to be tired of not spending money. They got to start spending their money again. 2003 was worse yet. Then it stagnated for 5 years. And then 2008, it got even worse with the current situation and the housing market. And people are doing the same thing. Everybody has stopped advertising. They've pulled it shut, and which is wonderful for you and I, because I mean there's more millionaires made in a depression than any other time. It's the people who take action, So I've got builders and auto dealers and all these people who said, well, we're cutting our advertising budget. We're not going to market. We're going to wait for this to smooth over and get better. Well, it's not going to get better. This is it. You have to adjust. So now you have a serious advantage when no one else is getting their word out at all to get your word out in a vastly superior way. Because number two, we are all in the business of marketing our business. This has always been true, but now it's vital for our survival. So I applaud you for realizing that you need to be on top of this and for taking action. So here's the thing, the most popular thing everybody does, and that's because all the big guys do it. And it's image or brand advertising. And this is the whole point of this video, of the why, because you need to understand why we're gonna do things the way we do, and the why is pretty much so we don't do image or brand advertising because it takes decades to establish a brand. I mean, look at McDonald's or Coke or any Walmart. They are on TV and radio and print and coupons and mailers, daily, all day, every day, for years and for decades and decades and decades. And I learned way back when, I learned a decade ago, I said, I don't have time for this. That's what the ad agency tells you. You got to keep running your ad. You got to keep it out there. You got to get your word out. No, I don't. You know, if it didn't work the first time, why do I think it's going to work the next? You know, I said, gee, by the time I can spend $10,000 a month, and by the time I finally become a brand a decade later, you know, I've spent over $1 million, and I'm out of business. You know, I don't need people to remember me. You know, later. I need results. I need results. That's what I need. And image or brand advertising does not get results. You know, the returns are strong in the long run. Once you've done it, sure, but they're almost non-existent in the short run. And that's why people hop. That's why they commit random acts of marketing, trying this, trying that, trying something else, because, you know, they're looking for something that works. They're looking for a medium that works. And there is no medium that is perfect above everything else. And I certainly do have my preferences. You know, I have my favorites. I have things that work really well for me and things that work horrible for me in my industry. But it's really your ad. And that's because you're trying to brand. And that's because the salesperson told you need to brand. The ad agency told you need to brand. Everyone else is copying the big guys who do nothing but branding. And branding doesn't pay the bills. I mean, even for the big guys now that the economy went bad and money got tight and people started spending more selectively, because they haven't stopped spending. they're just being more selective. You have to earn their business. So all these magazines are folding. Why? Well, because all of these ads in the magazines, which are all branding ads, they quit running them. The big companies who had money to waste on brand advertising no longer had money to waste on brand advertising. So they stopped it. They stopped their magazine ads, and the magazines went under, naturally. Now, were the ads working? You know, well, for brand awareness, sure, but does that put money in your pocket? No. And I say that based on this. If the ads were working, why would they stop them? Would you, if you had an ad that it cost you $1,000 and it made you $2,000, would you stop it? You know, no. You know, you'd keep it going. But, you know, but you can't measure branding. All they knew is their sales are down, so we're going to pull our advertising. That's because they're trying to build their brand. They couldn't track. You can't track a brand ad. How do you know? How do you know? Gee, we heard you on TV. Okay, well, or did you see us in the newspaper? Or did you hear us on the radio? There's no way to tell. There's no way to track your ROI, your return on investment, with brand advertising. And that's how the advertisers like it. They don't want you to track it. they want you just to throw it out there and have faith. You know, here you go. I have to advertise. I have to build my brand. It's a necessary expense. No, it's not. Marketing and advertising is supposed to make you money. It's supposed to get people through the door. So here's a branding print sample. And just look. What do you see right off the bat? Mansory and a car. What is it? Do you know what this is? I don't. Is that a Mansory car? That's what I first thought. I'm like, oh, that's, gee, that must be a new car, a new luxury car that I've never heard of. You know, I'm confused. So you read the headline. Well, that's the headline, is their name. Lousy headline, by the way. Never have your name for a headline, which is what everybody does. Open the phone book, open any ad. What do you see up top? Their name. You know, big mistake. More than tradition. So the sub headline is more than tradition. Okay. that tells me nothing. I have no idea what Mansory is. It's more than tradition. Okay. So now I've got to read the details. One that are white on black, which is very hard to read, which is all capitalized, which is just annoying. I love the car. But hate the ad. More than 20 years of excellence in customization of luxury automobiles. Oh, so they customize luxury cars. Actually, that is a, what is that? Is that a Rolls Royce or is that a Bentley? One of the two. So they must customize it. So looking at this closer, I guess this is probably different. This is different here. The ground effect, this bumper, the spoiler, maybe the headlights are different. I don't know. Maybe the rims are different. So they customize cars, but you wouldn't know that. And how are you supposed to track this? You can't track this. This is horrible. So if this works for you, great. But it hasn't worked for most of the big companies out there, which is why they pulled their ads and why all the magazines are shutting down. And it never worked for me. You've probably done ads like this too. You've got your business name up top and a phone number. I mean, how do you know if it works? You know, where's the benefit for the customer? Where's the enticement to get them to call you? Here's an internet that I saw of branding. And this looks identical. This was a PPC, a pay-per-click ad. So this is one of the ads on the search engines that runs down the side. And you click on it. And so this is not their homepage. This is a specific landing page designed just for that internet campaign, which is wonderful. That's exactly what they should be doing. You should have a special offer just for that click. You don't want to pay per clicks. You don't want to do PPC and send them to your home page. You want to send them to a special offer. But what do we see? I see branding. I see branding here. You know, relax, escape, thrive. And it's not called Spa Spa. I copied and pasted it to hide the name. Down here. relax with a signature massage, $45 instead of $65. So way at the bottom, it says, you know, there's their headline and their offer. You know, but there's no, you know, they're really pushing their brand. And this is a waste of money. Now, I tweaked this, and I just made a couple corrections. What do you think would get you to take action? Let's say you're looking for a spa and a massage, and you see this ad, you clicked it, so you cost this person a dollar or whatever they paid per click to see this. And they're saying, here we are. Spa, spa, day spa. Relax, escape, thrive. Or what if you saw this? You click the ad and save $20 on our signature massage. I've never felt so relaxed. Joanna K. in your town. Call now and mention 20 online or print a coupon here. Spa, spa, day spa. So looking at, you know, this shows me a spa. This shows me a benefit. This shows me, you know, what's in it for me. This shows me I'm going to save $20. And it gives me the option to call right now an A offer, a call to action, and a backup offer, a B offer. You know, print a coupon here. And that is vitally important. And we're going to get into how to create these ads in the second video. And then we're going to give you some templates, some done for you, fill in the blank templates. But just to go over it really quick, I think about it. How many visitors do you have to your website every day? 100? Yeah, how many, if you do a coupon mailer in a magazine or a newspaper ad, what does that go out to? 100,000? 500,000? You know, do you get 100,000 calls whenever an ad runs? No. Do you get 100 calls a day from your website? No, you don't. That's because people don't buy when they want to buy. People buy, I'm sorry, when we want them to buy. They don't buy when we want them to buy. They buy when they want to buy. They buy when they're ready. I wish it was right now. I wish if I did a coupon in print to 100,000 homes, I'd get 100,000 calls. I wish if I had 100 hits on my website a day, I'd get 100 calls, but I don't. You just get a small, small fraction of a percent. So what you do, you know, for the people who buy, great. But for the people who don't buy, but are interested. They clicked your ad, they looked at it, they read it. Wouldn't it be great to capture their information so you could follow up with them? So to print this coupon, you have to get on an email list. So now I have your name and I can follow up with you. Or if you do a print ad, you know, you get their mailing address. Or whatever, you offer a B offer, a backup offer, to build your list so you can follow up with these interested people until they are ready to buy. So if I've got 100 visitors to my website and I only get one phone call, what about the other 99? Well, by having a B offer, hey, why don't you get on our email list and I'll give you a bribe, I'll give you a coupon for doing so. You'll capture, 10, 20% of those people, at which point you follow up again and again and again and again until they come in. And you will convert a lot of those people. So this does not have all seven elements that it should have. This only has a couple elements. But already the difference, let's go back, between this, here's our spa, I'm trying to brand my name, and instead of putting ourselves first, we put the client first. We show them the benefit. Save $20. This is going to do much better. I should probably send this to them. Say, hey, why don't you switch out your ad on your online? Always think of the what's in it for them. Think of the benefit of the person. And the benefit is not your name. It is not, hey, look at me, I'm so great. The benefit is this, save $20. That's your offer. I mean, you have enough sense to put it in your offer. Why not make it the headline? So this is what we're going to do. Now here, this is what I call results-based advertising. Because it's not about branding. You need to forget branding. And we've all been brand-washed. We believe this is the way you're supposed to do it. And so we don't want to give up our branding. We like our ads. They're all nice and pretty. We paid a lot of money to a graphic designer, but they don't get results. Trust me, ugly sells. It's going to do a lot better by putting the benefit. You're just putting the customer first. You're putting them first, what's in it for them. And instead of look at our name, look at how great we are. And that is just a better way to do it. So this is also known as direct response advertising. And actually there's a couple guys who have a monthly newsletter that's just outstanding. That's nothing except direct response advertising. If you're interested, just email me redspa@gmail.com, redspa@gmail. I can get you that information. I believe they've got a couple months free to start with. But this is what you want. You want a response. You want a direct response. I didn't even know this existed. A decade ago, I just knew branding was bad. And so I came up with my own word of results-based advertising because I needed results. If I put this on my credit card on the 1st, by the 30th, when my credit card bill is due, I needed results. I needed money in my bank from that ad to pay for the ad that I placed. So I was never out of pocket. As I said, you get leads. Not only do you have people, not only will you have more people take you up on your offer, the A offer, you'll get more sales by putting the client first and the benefits that they will get, but you'll also have that backup offer to build your list. So you'll be getting leads that you can market to. So instead of one person, one sale, let's say you have two or four sales, but then you get 20 people on your list, and then you convert, half of them. So now you've got, instead of one sale, you've got, 12 or 14 sales. I mean, that's huge. that's over 1,000% increased response. That's over, that's 10, 12, 14 times better by having that B offer. by allowing people to buy when they want to buy. You just have to get their information and follow up with them. So this I hope you're excited. I hope you're eager to move on to video two. We'll do that soon. But there's a huge opportunity here. And again, you generate more sales by putting them first, and you get that quick ROI. If you did put it on your credit card on the first, since you're asking for a response and getting sales instead of just branding your name out there saying, look at me, you're going to get more sales quicker, and you can pay off that credit card that you used to run the ad to begin with by the time that the bill is even due. So this is good. So here is probably the most popular direct response sample out there. And if you look, it's not the prettiest ad. You know, this is the ad, and that's why I wanted to take the time to go over the why. Why do we do this? Why do we want to do direct response instead of branding? You know, one, it doesn't work. For me, it didn't work. If it works for you, great, keep it up. But, you know, all these magazines are folding because people are pulling their ads, and a lot of those ads are branding ads. Here, how does this 69-year-old doctor have the body of a 30-year-old? That's a headline. You know, if this was a, you know, if the owner of, what is this place, Cenogenics, I guess, if the owner of Cenogenics had a big ego and a huge ad agency, they would have made some giant logo, you know, front and center as the headline. But here we have a headline that is benefit-driven for the customer, for the potential client. They even say, right here, benefits may include, you know, decreased risk of age-related disease, improved muscle tone, decreased body fat, increased energy, increased sex drive, sharper thinking. You know, call today. So they've got an A offer. Call today for a one-on-one call with the doctor, strictly confidential, no obligation. Or a B offer, backup offer, register online to receive the GQ article, The Complete Guide to Healthy Aging. So if they just add Cenogenics, healthy aging, you know, they'd be lucky to get, you know, 0.01% response. You know, here, they're going to get a 1% response, probably a 2 or maybe even a 4% response right off the bat from sales, from this one-on-one consultation. But then they're probably going to capture another 10% or so of people who want the article. These are interested people. I mean, look at this before and after picture. Very powerful tool, don't you think? Before, after. Gee, I'll take after. And so now they're building their email list by giving away this free guide to healthy aging, and now they can follow up with these people. So now their advertising dollar is going to go even further. And if you look at this ad compared to the other ads, compared to the Mansoori ad, the car ad, that was a very pretty ad. This ad is not pretty, but by focusing on the customer instead of yourself, you're going to get better results. So here's a coupon sample. This is from our spa. My wife owns the Russian Day Spa, so I talk about spas a lot. First 12 callers only. And again, does this look like your regular spa ad? Absolutely not. A regular spa ad would just be one picture of her with our name, the Russian Day Spa, and a phone number. That'd be it. Instead, I've got a headline, how to feel better and look younger affordably. I've got a B offer, get $20 to join our email list. I've got an A offer, get these intensive programs. I've got a guarantee. The A offer is discounted prices. I've got testimonials. I've got a limited offer. And the benefits. I didn't have a lot of space. I couldn't do all I wanted. But you get the idea. This looks nothing like your typical spa ad. And actually, Jenya hated it. She, you know, it, the actually, this ran in Quality Connections magazine, a coupon magazine, and they actually called me up and said, "Are you sure you want to run this?" They're like, "You sure you want to run this? This isn't we don't run these kind of ads. You know, it's not pretty enough. It's not a brand ad." And I said, "Run it," and we got a 400% increase in the response we get from this magazine because of this ad. So just by, and that's the whole point of the ad creation system. It's something that you can run all your existing ads through, and for all the actual systems we're going to set up in the future, all your ads you'll run through this. That's why I say that this first module is a foundation, because you're gonna learn how to make your ads different, so you can get an immediate ROI to pay for the whole program just by switching out the ads you're doing now, and then every new marketing system we put into place in the future, you're gonna run all your ads through this system, this ad creation system first, to make sure they're going great. So we've got internet, we've got coupon, we've got print. Here are some postcards. Now I'll let you guess. What do you think? Direct response or brand? Even this one, direct response or brand? If you said branding, you are right. You know, these aren't headlines. You know, these guys at least put their name down low. But renew, refresh, rejuvenate. What's this say? Beautify, renew, relax. This is not a headline. It's a slogan. So they've got their name and a slogan. Does this really... tell me, answer it truthfully. Does this make you want to buy? Does this make you want to run to your phone and pick it up? Or first 12 callers only, save 50%. You know, which one makes you want to take more action? And it's hard to leave this, because these are pretty, these are wonderful and pretty, and they look so stylish, but they don't really say what you do. You know, they don't, you know, even Massage Envy, they start to get into a headline, achieve a healthy balance. But it takes some thinking to figure out, you know, a healthy balance between work and play if you get a massage. You know, but their big headline is really here on the back, $39. Massage Envy is all about price. Half price, come to us, which is not a model that I like to follow, but is a very popular model. Here we have a website that is using, you tell me, branding or direct response? This is direct response. He's got the benefits for you. He's putting the customer first, where fitness gets done fast and fun with guaranteed results. And here, this is what I call a profit doodle. Profitdoodles.com. It's these little underlines and stars and things like that, that increases readership. And I'll show you some examples of those later. But then he's got another headline. Who else wants a flatter stomach, toned arms, firmer legs and buns, and only 12 weeks guaranteed or your money back? Holy cow. So if you go, you just cover that up. What if you just went and it said shaping concepts and had a big picture of his gym and it said, you know, 20 years experience, blah, blah, blah. Same old, same old, same old. You know, we're the best. You know, that doesn't do it. But you come up with a headline like this that benefits me, the reader, this works. So here's direct response on online. And he's even got a B offer. Well, he has an A offer further down that says get a free session. But he's got a B offer to get people on his email list. It's free videos to watch. Discover the 7 reasons you're not losing fat. Sign up to uncover the truth about fat loss. So now he can follow up with you until you are ready to buy. So you'll either call now and take advantage of his offer, or, well, I'm not ready to call. You know, I'm not going to buy when he wants me to, which is right now, but I am interested, so I'm going to get this report, at which point I get an email every week or two, and he stays in touch with me. So when I am ready to buy, who do you think I'm going to go to? So that this response, this direct response method, instead of just the logo, instead of just the brand, by putting the client first makes a huge difference. Here we have an advertorial. And again, an advertorial is designed as a direct response ad. It's got a headline. This is from a juicer manufacturer. Can juice really make you healthier? And they give all the benefits of juice. And then they say, by the way, buy our juicer. Then they've got this testimonials here. You know, they have been in all these magazines. So they're showing, you know, oh my gosh, look, Tom Cruise is on that. Gee, Tom Cruise drinks juice. You know, it's implied, it's there. This is very smart marketing. They don't have a picture of their juicer saying Jack LaLanne's juicer. They have, can juice really make you healthier? With information. This is Jeff Walker. Jeff Walker is a guru, is famous in the info marketing world for launching products. And instead of him, a picture of him and his company saying, hey, Jeff Walker, we're great. He has, again, a headline, how I started from scratch, stuck to my guns, and made six figures in 7 days. Revealed, a zero-hype, uncensored, step-by-step approach to get internet publishing success. Get it now for a limited time for free, which is, he gives you tips for free, but then he wants you to buy, you know, once he's delivered value, he wants you to buy a $3,000 course. So, you know, and he is known by everybody. He could have Jeff Walker Incorporated, but he doesn't. He is using direct response tactics. He is putting the benefits of you first. Here we have, now this is actually Black Hat. These guys, this is a flog, and a flog is a fake blog. And these ads are unethical, immoral, evil people, but they work. The blogs are not real. This is not really her. She does not live in Colorado Springs. This is a script that reads where your computer is and pulls up the city. But it says, local mom lost 47 pounds following one roll. And then they also go after the anti-aging, because what do people want? They want to look younger and be thinner. Local mom cures wrinkle problems. And you go there, and if you ever see these ads, it's for the, how do you pronounce it? Acai berry? Pretty much. And it's a fake blog that tells her story. It's to try and convince you she's local, that it's real, that it worked. And here's the link to go buy this stuff. So, but again, this is not, say, acaiaberry.com. You know, this does not say Super Juice Store. You know, this is not their brand. This is a headline showing you a benefit or a problem. And that's what it is. You've got to go over the problem or the solution. So, things to remember. You know, first off, I should have mentioned this right off the bat, your business should be a finely tuned machine before you begin advertising. If your expenses are way too high and you're losing money on every sale, you know, you don't make it up by in volume. If you're losing money, you don't want volume. What you want to do is you want to fix it so you're making money. You want to maximize your profits. You want to make sure you're not leaving any money on the table. And we have business systems. I do coaching to help people with that. But so first, make sure your business is a well-oiled machine, please, because there's no point throwing money, good money after bad, getting people in the door to offer them a mediocre experience. That's just going to hurt your reputation. So once if that is done, all you need to do is set your goal, and then most importantly, schedule time to work on it. So if your goal right now is to run all of your existing ads through the ad creation system to switch them out to get an immediate ROI, then set that as a goal and then schedule time and set a deadline. So let's look at New Year's resolutions. They never get met. Why? Everybody says, I want to lose weight. And of course, it's too generic. You have to be specific. I guarantee you, if you said, I want to lose 15 pounds in the next 30 days by February 1st, and I'm going to work out 1 hour on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then you put it on your schedule, and you actually did. That's the whole trick. You have to take action. You have to do it. You actually did work out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday all month long, and you had a goal of losing 15 pounds, and you had a deadline of February 1st, you would make it. That's the whole secret. That's the whole secret of The Secret. If you've ever seen The Secret, they talk about visualization. And, the whole visualization with action. You got to set that goal, schedule it, work on it, and have a deadline. And always, always, the key to happiness is to look back and then celebrate your progress. Celebrate your success. That's what you want to do. You never look forward because there's always something else to do. You could always improve. Well, every little step you take, every workout on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, if you finish your workout, you look back and say, wow, compared to an hour ago, I just worked out for an hour. Celebrate that. So now that you understand the why and the reason we're not going to brand and create brand ads and why I have found that they typically don't work, and instead we're going to have to go after getting results with direct response ads, which can be online or print or coupons or anywhere, your business card, anywhere. Now that you understand the importance of it, let's move on to the how-to.